Okay, let's unpack this. You might think you know chai, but today, well, we're going on a truly fascinating journey. We've taken a deep dive into the stack of sources you shared on chai, and let me tell you, what we uncovered, it goes far beyond just, a spiced latte.
Indeed. It's really fascinating, actually. You see how a single beverage connects, like millennia of ancient traditions, sprawling global trade, and a surprising array of wellness benefits. So our mission today is to really pull out the most important nuggets of knowledge from your sources, help you understand not just what chai is, but why it's endured and why it continues to thrive,
Sure.
culturally and for our well-being.
Okay, yeah. And here's where it gets really interesting. We'll explore its ancient roots in South Asia, trace its remarkable journey across continents, uncover its surprising health properties, and then get practical. Look at all the delightful variations you can try and, yeah, even brew yourself at home. So let's begin with the name itself. Our sources point out that chai, well, it already means tea in
Yeah.
Hindi, right? What's the significance of that? I mean, what are we really talking about when we refer to what's become known in the West as chai tea?
Yeah, that's a crucial starting point. The term chai tea, it is redundant in many parts of the world. It's kind of a linguistic quirk, really. It shows how a foreign concept can be embraced, maybe redefined when it crosses cultural borders. But at its heart, traditional chai, or masala chai as it's properly known, it's a spiced tea beverage. From India originally, it typically blends black tea with a very specific sort of aromatic mix of spices. Think cardamom, cinnamon, ginger, cloves, black pepper, that's the classic five. And crucially, it's almost always brewed with milk and sweetened. That's what creates this incredibly creamy, flavorful, and warming experience.
Okay, so not just a modern coffee shop invention then. The materials you shared really emphasize its deep historical roots, almost hinting it began as something more than just a drink. What did you find out about the origins?
Absolutely. Yeah, it wasn't just about taste initially. Chai's roots, they go back thousands of years, right into Ayurvedic tradition, which is, that ancient Indian system of medicine, focused on balancing body, mind, and spirit. For centuries, the spices that make up chai, they were revered, not just for flavor, but for their profound medicinal properties. The masala blend, the spice mix in chai, it was specifically formulated to have health-promoting qualities, like aiding digestion, boosting energy, improving overall vitality. It was essentially a healing tonic, long before it became the everyday beverage it is today.
Wow, that's quite a transformation from medicine to like a daily ritual.
Yeah.
And from those ancient roots, it's certainly spread far and wide. How did it manage that? How did it adapt and integrate into such diverse cultures without losing its core, its essence?
It's pretty remarkable, isn't it? Chai's popularity, it really exploded along the ancient trade routes, from South Asia, then through the Middle East, and eventually reaching the West. And this global journey meant it wasn't static. It constantly evolved, picking up local ingredients, local preferences, this adaptability. That's precisely what led to the truly diverse array of chai variations we see today. Each one is kind of a testament to its journey.
And beyond just the flavor or the health stuff, the sources really hammered home a profound cultural connection. It seems like it's much more than just a drink, especially in its homeland.
Oh, it genuinely is. In India and, neighboring countries, chai is profoundly interwoven with the social fabric. It really is a powerful symbol of hospitality, of connection. It's central to daily life. Sharing a cup of chai, it isn't just a transaction. It's like an invitation, a moment to pause, a way to foster community, companionship. Your sources even mentioned the chaiwalas, right? The street vendors in India.
Yeah, they did.
They aren't just selling a drink. They're kind of informal community anchors. They create these vibrant social hubs where connections are forged all over a steaming cup. It really demonstrates how a simple daily ritual can organically shape societal bonds. It's quite something.
That's a fascinating insight, how something so simple can carry so much cultural weight.
Yeah.
Okay, so as chai journeyed and became more popular, its core ingredients, those spices, remained. But beyond just flavor, what did your sources reveal about the health benefits, the ones tied to these specific spices? What actually makes chai so good for us?
Right, this is where it gets really compelling, I think. The spices in chai tea are just packed with active compounds. For one, it's incredibly antioxidant rich. Spices like cinnamon and cloves, plus the black tea base itself, they contain powerful antioxidants. These help neutralize free radicals, potentially reducing oxidative stress, protecting our cells from damage.
Okay. So like an internal shield for your body almost. What else stood out?
It's also a fantastic digestive aid, which makes perfect sense given its history, right?
Yeah, back to the Ayurvedic roots.
Exactly. Ginger and black pepper, two foundational ingredients in chai, they can significantly help alleviate gastrointestinal discomfort. Ginger is really well known for soothing the stomach, and black pepper actually enhances what's sometimes called digestive fire. Basically, it improves the absorption of nutrients. Our sources suggest the combination of these spices creates this unique synergistic effect, especially for digestion. It's more potent than the sum of its parts, a real testament to that ancient wisdom.
That's interesting, the synergy point. And given how warming those spices are, it almost intuitively feels like it would have anti-inflammatory properties too. Did the sources confirm that?
They did, yeah. Certain spices, particularly ginger and cloves, have well-documented anti-inflammatory properties. So this suggests that regular consumption might support joint health, maybe help reduce inflammation in the body, potentially offering relief for conditions like arthritis.
And what about something as vital as heart health? Any connection there?
Definitely. The black tea base, which is common to most chai, that gets highlighted for its role in promoting heart health. Studies indicate it can help improve cholesterol levels and support overall cardiovascular function. The polyphenols in black tea, for instance, they're linked to improved blood vessel function and maybe a reduced risk of atherosclerosis, that's the hardening of the arteries.
Like keeping the internal pipes clear, sort of.
Kind of, yeah. It's a good way to put it.
That's an impressive list for such a delicious drink.
Okay, so you mentioned earlier that chai didn't stay as just one single thing, given its incredible journey. Our sources detailed quite a few fascinating variations, didn't they?
Oh, absolutely not monolithic at all. It's incredibly diverse. The most recognized, as we discussed, is masala chai, that classic blend. Black tea, spices, milk, sugars, offering that perfect balance of sweetness and spice. That's the one most people probably picture.
Right, the classic. And what are some of the other interesting varieties for people looking to explore beyond that? Well, then there's green chai. That offers a lighter profile because it uses green tea instead of black. It still has that signature spiced flavor, but it's milder, maybe a subtly grassy taste underneath. And for those sensitive to caffeine, there's decaffeinated chai. Pretty straightforward, uses either decaffeinated black or green tea as the base, so you get the full flavor experience without the stimulating effects.
That makes sense. Good for an evening comfort drink. And for a completely caffeine-free option. Is there something like that?
Yep, that would be herbal chai. This one's made with a variety of herbs and spices, but crucially, no actual tea leaves. So no Camellia sinensis. It's a fantastic caffeine-free alternative. Often incorporates ingredients like rooibos, maybe chamomile or lemongrass for a soothing aromatic twist on the traditional spice profile. The adaptability, it's truly amazing.
It really is. Okay, so for those of us listening who are now inspired to try making it at home, what are the best ways to brew a perfect cup? The sources seem to cover a couple of distinct methods.
They did. The first is the simmering method. This is quite traditional, and it really ensures deep flavor extraction. You basically combine water, milk, your chai spices, you know, cardamom, cinnamon, ginger, cloves, black pepper, and tea leaves all together in a pot. Bring that mixture to a gentle simmer over medium heat. Then you reduce the heat and let it continue to gently bubble away for about 10 minutes. This really allows all those flavors to meld beautifully. Afterwards, you strain the mixture, got to get the leaves and spices out, and then sweeten it to taste.
It sounds like it truly coaxes out all the deep flavors. What's the alternative? Maybe if you're looking for something a bit quicker, like for a morning rush.
The steeping method is generally faster, yeah, and very convenient.
Yeah.
Here, you steep chai tea bags, or maybe loose leaf tea, directly in hot water. You want it quite hot, around 212 Fahrenheit, 100 Celsius. Steep for about 3 to 5 minutes. Then you simply add your preferred milk and sweetener afterward to taste. It's kind of crucial to heat the milk separately before adding it, just to prevent curdling. This method also allows for really easy customization of spice level and sweetness, so it's very forgiving, very flexible.
Good tip about heating the milk separately. Okay, and as the weather warms up, what about a refreshing twist? Iced chai has become hugely popular, and your sources gave some great pointers on that.
It absolutely has, yeah. Iced chai is such a delightful way to enjoy those rich, spicy flavors, but in a cool, invigorating format. The key, as the materials highlighted, is to brew a strong chai concentrate first. You can use either the simmering or the steeping method for this, but you want to steep it longer, maybe 10 to 15 minutes, to create that really potent, flavorful base. Then you let it cool down completely, either just to room temperature or stick it in the fridge until it's properly chilled.
Got it. So once you have that cooled concentrate ready to go, how do you build the perfect ice drink from there?
It's pretty simple, actually. You fill a glass with ice cubes, Pour your cooled chai concentrate over the ice. Maybe fill the glass about two-thirds full. Then you add your preferred cold milk, dairy, almond, soy, oat. They all work wonderfully. Adjust the ratio to your taste, but usually about one part milk to two parts concentrate is a good starting point. Sweeten it how you like, stir it well, and you can even garnish it. A sprinkle of cinnamon, maybe a fresh ginger slice, adds an extra sensory touch.
The customization sounds almost endless with iced chai.
Yeah.
Really leaning into that adaptability we talked about earlier.
It truly is. You can play around with adjusting the spice levels in your concentrate. Try a different milk alternative to change the texture and flavor profile. Dot explore various sweeteners like honey, maple syrup, agave nectar. Each one brings a unique nuance. It's incredibly versatile, perfect for, you know, any time of day, whether you want something warming or refreshingly cool.
So what does this all really mean for us then? We've journeyed from, wow, ancient Ayurvedic traditions all the way to modern iced chai concoctions. We've uncovered these profound layers of flavor, history, health benefits, all woven into every single cup, whether it's steaming hot or chilled. It really is so much more than just a drink.
Yeah, and if we connect this to the bigger picture, chai truly transcends being just a beverage, doesn't it? It's a symbol of hospitality, of social connection. It's a sensory experience that nourishes both body and soul, just as our sources so beautifully highlighted. And this, I think, raises an important question. How many other everyday items or traditions do we just sort of casually overlook? Things that similarly carry centuries of history, rich cultural symbolism, deep wellness practices, if we only take the time to truly, you know, deep dive into their story.
Exactly. A great point. Next time you savor any familiar comfort, maybe just pause for a second and consider the hidden depths, the stories waiting to be discovered.